code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
I'm Alan Ward. This is Cutting Through the Matrix on 26th of January 2012. For newcomers, you must always make use of cuttingthroughthematrix.com website. You'll find so many in the archive, so many free audios to download. It'll take the rest of your life probably, but at least you'll know how this big system works and how it really works, above all the media, above all the prattle of politics. And you'll find out that you've been in a global governmental system for an awful long time. And it was done, again, covertly. It was planned over 100 years ago, at least they started to implement it over 100 years ago. And big foundations and organizations came together with the big industry, too, which they also owned, because the foundations were owned by the international bankers, basically. They own the whole lot, kit and caboodle. So they got together and decided to take the world over into a planned society. They already had figured out how much of a population they would need in a post-industrial society. They also knew they were going to open up new parts of the world and take over other nations like China. And we'd be living through it all, and again kept in the dark by our own politicians who signed all the treaties that enabled all this to take place, like the World Trade Organization. They set up that and signed their sovereignty away to that as well. And the GATT, General Agreement on Trade and Tariffs, things like that. Free trade, in other words, which means that you have to bring in a value-added tax because your free trade stops your import duty that used to keep governments going. So it's all been planned a long time ago. You're living through it all. Rockefeller described it as making an omelette. He says you can't make it without breaking eggs. The unemployment and all, like, all the fallout from it is just, you know, you're the broken eggs basically left behind as they go forward into this big, wonderful utopia of theirs. And I really mean that because there's thousands of think tanks employed on every social area you can imagine to make sure that they give us, they train us from birth, basically, generation by generation, to get ready for what we'll notice in our lifetimes as we go down the road. And it seems quite natural to us. Even if it doesn't seem natural, you're still confused, you still want to believe in the media, which tells you basically diddly squat. That's what the media is for. There's nothing out there that isn't part of the system of global governance by the few. There's nothing. I mean nothing out there. So help yourself to the free audios, and there's also transcripts you'll find too in all the sites listed at cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and you can download them for print up. And go into alanwattsentinel.eu for transcripts and other languages. Number two, you help me keep going so you could buy the books and discs I've got at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. I don't have shares in any companies that sell you anything that promise to cure every ill under the sun. And I don't promote anything else. I just give you the facts as they are. Most folk can't handle the bare facts. They always look for the lone rider to come in and clean up town like Clint Eastwood. And that doesn't happen except in fantasy. But that's how people by nature really are, always understood. So from the US to Canada, if you want to order the books, you can go into the website and you'll see how to order it there. You can use a personal check to Canada. You can use an international postal money order from the post office. You can use PayPal or send cash across the world, Western Union, MoneyGram, and once again, PayPal. And straight donations are awfully, awfully welcome. Number two, Republic Broadcasting is also doing its own drive. This is where this has been broadcast out of in Texas. And they're doing their own drive to expand their premises and take over more radio stations and get the word out as fast as they can, because the Internet is going to be censored. It is right now, in fact. I know that myself. And eventually they'll be back to AM radio once again, and some FMs too. So they're trying to set up the process for that and take on more radio stations. They've got one near Dallas right now, 1140 AM KHFX. That's the latest one they acquired. So help them out to republicbroadcasting.org. Back after this break.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendovite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendovite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the Brick Pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hi folks, I'm back, cutting through the matrix, talking about the big system that you've been given as reality, and how really everything that occurs in your life on a major scale, even the wars that we go through, are planned before you're born. It's quite amazing that, I can remember even reading one of Winston Churchill's books, I think he wrote it in the 50s, and he was talking about the wars that would have to happen in the Middle East, and especially in Iraq. He says north of Iraq is an awful lot of oil, he says, and eventually they'll definitely have to have wars here to try and appropriate the oil. So there's nothing, there's literally nothing that happens in your life, that in your lifetime, that wasn't planned long, long ago. When the big boys talk about something, especially from the global meetings, they don't make a wish list to Santa Claus and say, we wish the world was like this. They get to work, and orders are issued, and thousands of think tanks go into operation to prepare the public from the young age. All the different generations are catered for through all the different media, and get them ready for what's to come up, what's planned in the future for them. And that's how society is truly run. We are programmed. We're programmed from birth, generation by generation, and year by year, literally every new bunch of kindergarten children going in are getting a little bit more indoctrination along the long path of life than the previous years. And that's how they do it. That was discussed in the 1930s by Beria, who was the head of the NKVD in the Soviet Union at the time. So it used to take 70 years to make a major change in society. So now we can do it every 5 years. And it will speed up, which it has now. We're so easily programmed. And no wonder, too, we're taught to believe in everything. And people really do believe in the media, especially television. That Brzezinski talked about it, Kissinger talked about it, they've all talked about it. But Brzezinski says shortly the public will be unable to think for themselves or reason for themselves. They'll expect the media to do it for them. And that's true. If the media doesn't tell you to be upset about something, we're not. But when they tell you to be upset about some tiddly little thing, you are. It's sad to figure out how simple it is to control the people, isn't it? It gives you a little bit of a shock when you really, really wake up and understand, oh my God, we're so easily programmed. And you'll hear all the little slogans and the new terminology, the new speak coming out of your friends when they have conversations with you. They picked it up off television and articles they're reading and so on. And even in cartoons for the youngsters, and start using it, they speak it into reality in a sense. But that's a whole other area of human psychology, of course. But most folk are trapped in it their whole lives long. Most folk who think they're waking up haven't woken up at all. They've woken up to the fact that something's causing their lifestyle to change. And they don't like it. And they're losing money. And they can't buy as much. That's not waking up, that's reacting to it. You have to go into the whole realm of what it is to be human to understand what's happening. Because the guys at the top do, they understand what it is. They understand every part of you and how you tick. And they know how you tick at the age of 5, 10, 15, 20, and all the way down the road. And they cater for that too. Now, the other thing, too, is all the big organizations out there, even the ones that you think are on what you think is your side, because everybody joins a side, you see. Again, you're a social creature, and you're gregarious. You join the group that suits you. But they're all catered for by the same boys at the top. They run all sides. All sides are run. You see, that's why nothing has ever slowed this bunch down at the top that decided to take the world over. Nothing has slowed them down. They're right on target with everything they planned a long, long time ago. And most of what's happening, been happening since the 60s or even the 50s, has been international treaties. Really going back to the 40s when they signed the San Francisco Charter at the United Nations. Literally every president and prime minister signed away their country to it. That was the start of it. That was the first treasonable offense. And then, of course, they elevate the United Nations into some wonderful organization that's out to help people. And that was all the propaganda for years. They're there to help people. They didn't tell you the United Nations has a military wing, the NATO organization. But the UN also controlled the Warsaw Pact countries for the Soviet Union. They were basically like a referee. They owned both sides. Nobody could make a move without the other agreeing. It was a farce. A farce. Same with all the green campaigners, too. And you see the biggest funders of the Green Campaigners are all at Davos right now. They're all international corporations, multi-billionaires and trillionaires. Yeah. Now, this article here is from the BBC. It's just shale revolution throws a spanner into the Green Campaign. And this is from the BBC's own Green Campaign website. Until recently, fossil fuels have widely been seen among scientists and environmental campaigners as a diminishing resource. Science correspondent Tim Fielden reports on how the discovery of techniques to extract shale gas has rapidly changed the world of energy generation. And it's true enough, suddenly they've clicked a switch and suddenly the greenies have backed off from it. I've been told to back off, that's why. So there's two, I think it's radio shows you can listen into and hear them prattling on about that and what they're going to do about it, etc., etc., etc. And in the U.S., too, I have to laugh because people really get caught up in politics in the U.S. They still think it's real. They haven't lived in countries like Europe and Scandinavia and elsewhere to see that it really is a show. It's a show for the general public. The president and prime ministers are unimportant, always have been unimportant. It's all the boys behind them that get in, behind the shield of the president and prime minister, that's awfully important. And you always keep them in for at least two terms. Like the Fabian Society talked about a long time ago. You see, when they're on a roll changing the world, and that's the whole idea of being international and global, is changing the whole world structure of politics and society, then your little hitch when they change houses of Parliament or Congress, where the new bunch of advisors come in behind the President or Prime Minister, and they have to be retaught everything, so they've got a kind of lagging space there. It's better to have them in for two or three terms now. So it's pretty well a done deal for Obama. You know, they're going to keep them in. That's how they do it elsewhere, you see. Then if they can keep the same bunch of real workers behind the scenes, we all know who they are, the transitions go on smoothly into changing the world. But what's interesting, too, it's so blatant now, and how bribery, government bribery, is working for the votes as well and stuff like that. I mentioned the re-election speech in the State of the Union address that Obama had. I put up tonight, too, from CBS. But it says, while built as a blueprint for an America built to last, America built to last. I wonder what he means by that. It says President Barack Obama's State of the Union address was also a game plan to help him win a second term. Do you understand how much money they've been throwing out there to the voters? Your tax money. In New York, if you get on welfare now, they give you free cable TV. They give you a cell phone, which they call an Obama phone. And they charge you, the state will pay charge you every month. And all these other freebies that they get. It's incredible. You know? But that's what they're doing across the nation, very quietly. And people just love Obama. Gives them free presents and stuff. And lots of television and entertainment. His speech was skillfully crafted to avoid any overt re-election rhetoric, but it gave the president the largest audience he will have to cast his record of the last 3 years in the most favorable light. He also acknowledged the nation remains in the grip of an economic problems, but said it's better than it was. I don't know where he gets that from. And he's got an extensive strategy for making it better still. How rubbish. You talk to children, we're going to kiss your knee when you skin your knee and say, oh, wouldn't it make it better for you? Meanwhile, the blood's flowing all over the place. The state of our union is getting stronger, declared Mr. Obama, and they've come too far to turn back now. Too far into what? More globalism, of course. The U.S., most of the money from the U.S. taxpayers is getting thrown across the world now. It's called the redistribution of wealth. And that was one of the big planks of the Communist Manifesto. It's all come true. And there's no going back unless, you know, literally, you can't vote a person in to change this. You understand that. Someone coming in and cutting all these treaties and tearing them up, that would mean a declaration of war by the most powerful people on the planet. That's what it means, a real declaration of war. Understand. And such a person wouldn't last very long. They wouldn't be around walking the planet for very long at all. I hope you really understand that. People don't work for well over 100 years with big organizations making cabals of international corporations that really are all owned by the same few at the top with the controlling shares. They don't spend 100 years to get knocked back by one guy coming into office. Understand. I hope you understand that. Now, you're going into austerity, as they call it. And we all heard the term, we're post-democratic, according to the Club of Rome, the biggest think tank for the United Nations. We're also post-consumer. You're made to be a consumer by guys like Bernays. I've done talks on Bernays in the past. You'll find in the archives section at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. He gave you consumer society as they built America up to be the big, big massive war machine very quietly, you see. And now they're taking that away from you, and you're going into austerity where all your spending money that you used to buy on nice things you liked are going to cross the world to help the poor folk, you know, the international corporations with their bases over there. Back with more after this break.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
We're back, cutting through the matrix. And after 9/11 happened, I think it was that night on the radio, I mentioned that we'll see everything what you normally see in times of war coming down the pike. And sure enough, we have too. We've seen all the internal security, as they want to call it, particularly internal armies and checkpoints, all these kind of things. And we've seen censorship come in of various topics as well. And they're really going after the general public, teaching them they're in a wartime economy. Eventually, too, your rationing, I said, would come in, and you'd be prohibited from even buying certain things eventually in a wartime economy. So austerity is a term we started to get here since the bank crashes. A really odd thing for the public to be told, actually. You know, they didn't crash the banks. The banks crashed the banks on cue because of their conniving and skullduggery. But I think it was all came on cue because it'd always been creating bubbles. You could keep bubbles going forever. They're always blowing bubbles, as the old song goes. And it was crashed on cue to bring the stage of this so-called global New World Order in, and that is austerity, you see, for the general public. And partly they did it too by, every company's up to their eyes in debt for generations to come. They'll never pay it off, actually, with compound interest, just bailing out the banks. But anyway, austerity is it. What is austerity? It's this mid-14th century sternness or harshness from old French austerity, harshness and cruelty, and directly from the Latin austeritatum, and which comes from austeras. I guess that's austeras, eh? We're the austere guys. Anyway, of severe self-discipline, it says, from the 1580s, hence severe simplicity. and 1875 applied during, from then on, applied during World Wars, such as World War II, to national policies limiting non-essentials as a wartime economy. Right? Non-essentials as a wartime economy. You see, that's the things that you used to buy, a new car, whatever, or something for the house. These are classified now as non-essentials, you see, in a wartime economy. But by the same token, you won't have all that extra money jangling in your pockets that you would spend on these things if you could get them. No, all that money is taking away in taxes, you see. Taxes that you still be on the banks out, by the way. There's another package due now shortly. And also to spread across the world, because your prime ministers and presidents have signed global treaties to redistribute the wealth across the world, to build hospitals across the world, to build schools across the world, and yada, yada, yada. In actual fact, it goes into the pockets of the international corporations to set up their factories where the cheap labor is. But that doesn't matter. The whole idea is to bring the first world countries right down on their faces. That's the plan, folks, and that's the purpose of it. So you don't have extra cash to spend. It's all taken away from you through fees and taxes and a lot more to come. A wartime economy, it says, right? And what are they at? They're perpetual war. Perpetual war. Now, this article here, this next article, is one of the many articles released, probably hundreds of them, different ones from different organizations, and put right into the major media for you to read and not think too much about. But it's actually programming. You predictive programming, as I've said for years, is a technique that's used to prepare you. And it's about the coming Earth Summit, Rio 2, you see, which is the big summit from a private organization. Rockefeller's at the top of it again, using Maurice Strong, the globalist, to chair it. And they'll bring in the next bunch of things which will take your land away, take your housing away, give you massive fines for polluting through septic tanks or water runoff your roofs and all that stuff. But basically, these are the guys who came up with Agenda 21, agenda for the 21st century, to get you all off the land into these crowded slum cities, as you all die off, by the way, which is, that is the plan. And also to give more authority to the big world organizations which they belong to bring you down with less rights than animals have or trees. That's Maurice Strong said that himself. And Maurice Strong actually said, he says, the time we are finished, you'll wish you had the same rights as a tree. Did you vote Maurice Strong in? Did you vote for any Earth Summit, the Rio Summit? No. Private organizations run the world. And nothing will stop them because there's no opposition to them. You can't vote them out. You're not voted in. Your own politicians sign all the deals that they're put on their desk from these organizations into law. So it tells you who they're all looking for, the same boss. And it's not you. Anyway, so this is an article I put up tonight. It's getting ready for the summit. There'll be hundreds of them building up to June when they have the summit. It says, can we put a price on nature? It's your press release. That's a press release from the main organization. The 20th of January, 2012. It says, launch of the Earth Debates, flagship event series in preparation of Rio Plus 20. That's what they call the next Earth Summit, Rio Summit. It says, the vital role of our environment within our economy has been hidden until recently, pollinating crops, balancing water distribution, and even providing genetic resources for our medicine. Just a few examples of the life support that natural resources provide, yet with no market value, they are consumed freely. They're always awfully worried about us consuming stuff, you know. It says, tools for calculating some of those natural services are now being developed in ecosystem economics. What it means, everything you consume, folks, from a chocolate bar to whatever, you'll pay extra fees for it, for the carbon content that you make it, the energy. Technocracy, it's called. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sometimes you don't eat right and your body doesn't function correctly. On a day-to-day basis, your body needs a lot more than you think. But to do that, it's almost impossible. What can you do? Daniel chapter 1's 1 Kings formula. Tested, tried, and true. And an obvious favorite among the many Daniel chapter 1's customers. Why? Because 1 Kings has dozens of vitamins, nutrients, good carbs, protein, everything you need all in a delicious mix. It comes in two delicious flavors, chocolate or vanilla, and they're instantly bioavailable. That means that as soon as you drink it, within a few minutes, those nutrients are working. For lack of a better term, 1 Kings is pre-digested, so it's instant. Mix in water or juice, and your body is using it immediately. Get 1 Kings. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Use promo code 100A for a discount. That's 100A.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix, talking about the build-up to the Rio summit, the Rio Plus 20, as they call it, which is going to affect all of your lives, big time. If you think we're redistributing your wealth across the world right now, which of these guys have finished? It's going to go way up. It's all the big boys, the planet, will be attending this meeting in June, but this is the build-up to it here, and they have thousands of handouts to every magazine, every newspaper. They go straight into it, and you read this stuff, and it kind of prepares you mentally for it coming, and like it must be all quite natural. It's not natural at all. In fact, when they go to the meeting in June, I guarantee you every treaty they come out with will have been printed up maybe 50 years ago. They blow the dust off it, and then give it to your president to sign into law. And it is signed into law just like that. And you don't vote any of these guys in. And this is what they call democracy. But it says here, remember, tools for calculating some of these natural services. Rain is now a service. You see, natural services. Food is a natural service. It's even stuff you can pick yourself. They're now putting prices on everything. And they're going to charge you for bees dying off and they can't pollinate crops, etc. And that your cash will be given up to the big companies that kill off the bees, like Monsanto, as they give them a good spray of the crops with that pesticide that kills everything off. But of course, it's quite a great con. So we can't pollinate anything. So you get bailouts from the government. But guess who pays for all you do? It's right down to the cost of making that chocolate bar. And the tin foil and everything else, you're going to get charged for that as an energy tax and a pollution tax. And they go into all the different, some of the big boys that are, you know, put out there who are going to host this thing. Professor Sir Robert Watson, chief scientific advisor to DEFRA. You've got to look into DEFRA. Those who have still got a mind and can keep track of thought for more than 5 seconds, look into DEFRA. It's amazing. Will Evison, environmental economist, PricewaterhouseCoopers, Ian Dickey, director of Aldersgate Group, and Claire Brown, senior program officer, ecosystem services and assessment, and UNEP, United Nations, the World Conservation Monitoring Center. The panelists provide a rich range of insights from the scientific, policy, business, and civil society perspectives, but there's no you on the panel, folks. Held at the Natural History Museum and chaired by The Guardian, the former science editor Tim Radford. The debate will be available via a live webcast of the Natural History Museum website. The children are all getting, well, I'm talking about you, the children are all getting taught in school, getting ready for it. Be all green and everything else, you know. Yeah, taxes, tax daddy, tax mummy. You know. The Natural History Museum Stakeholder Forum and British Council launched the Earth Debate Series to drive momentum and contribute to discussions surrounding the United Nations Conference on Sustainable Development. That's like too many you folks, you know. Also known as Rio Plus 20, happening in Brazil, 20 to 22nd of June 2012. The direct descendant of the 1992 Rio Air Summit, Rio Plus 20, is being held at the highest political level and will bring together heads of state and government decision makers to generate a new global vision. A new global vision for sustainable development. It sounds rather innocuous to a lot of people, amorphous. But in actuality, it's an awfully serious thing because they know exactly what they're going to do and what laws across the world, with all its penalties, fines, fees, and taxes, they're going to hit you with. And what rights you have at all, if any, according to the animal kingdom and your position on it, on the thing. So it says that this flagship series of debates will bring together the high reps from key sectors, including government, non-governments, that's all your non-governmental organizations, the armies of them that work for the tax-free foundations, which are owned by the international bankers, civil society and business, and tackle key issues at the heart of Rio Plus 20, the global... Now, here's the key. I've told you this word is awfully important. You're going to hear more and more of it. Transition to a fair and green economy agenda. That's a fair global one, where you've got to give more and more money. All your disposable income will go to some other country in a green economy agenda. The great challenge in creating a sustainable future is understanding and living within the natural limits of our planet. Holding this debate in the heart of the Natural History Museum recognizes the crucial role for science, evidence of global warming change, and realizing the goals of Rio Plus 20, etc., etc., etc. So this is going to be a big one because you don't realize how much it's already affected. The first meeting they had, the first Rio conference they had, has affected you and the world because we're under the United Nations on most things today because of it. And there's too many people, as we mean by sustainable development, culling down the herd, making you live in austerity, which is simplicity, harshness, a harsh way of living, and your disposable income is going to be taken off of you. So you won't have it to spend on anything anyway. It's been taken from you to pay for those poor folk across the world, supposedly. That's the con plan. In actuality, they really want to take down the populations of the third world countries big time, according to the old Kissinger bill. And it's an article here, too. To make money today, you've got to get it from the taxpayer. And because of all the greening cons that they have, and we've seen all the fake windmill things go up and then crash and bankrupt, and our government money just goes down the tubes, our money which goes to government goes down the tubes. But everybody gets in on the act where the big money is. They throw around like candy. This article here says that Ceres Inc., Ceres after the old goddess of grain, you know, says that a U.S. seed maker plans to raise as much as $132 million in an initial public offering to expand the output of genetically modified crops used in the production of biofuels. So anything that's alternative to gasoline and oil, which they have a glut of right now, they can't sell it, is going to get big bucks behind it to back it from your taxes. Ceres will sell 5 million shares and $21 and $23 each, the Thousand Oaks, California-based company said today in a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission. So anyway, you scroll down and it says they've been operating since 1997. Well, they will use most of the proceeds from the IPO to develop and commercialize crop seeds, build new facilities, and expand the workforce. They always say that because that's part of getting all these grants. Seeds is ramping up production to challenge Monsanto Company and DuPont Company, two of the largest makers of genetically modified crops. It's beginning to sell sweet sorghum that serves as an alternate to sugar cane in Brazilian ethanol industry, as well as switchgrass and high biomass sorghum. It's developing other so-called energy crops as well as plants that tolerate drought and salt. Those have great claims in them. You ever looked into the real truth of the claims as opposed to reality? And indeed, Monsanto's crops generally get about a third less than they promise. And they cause a lot of problems now with basically herbicide-resistant weeds and all the rest of it. The company said its net loss widened in the year August 31 to $36.4 million. From $22.6 million, according to the filing. Series $6.6 million of revenue last year, listen to this, was mostly from collaborative research and government grants. You understand, you don't work hard these days. Just go out and get a few guys dressed up in $10,000 suits and, you know, form a little company and then go out, hand out to the government, do all your Masonic signs and stuff, and you'll get your big grants. Get awfully rich. So it says underwriting the IPO are Goldman Sachs Group, or who else? Barclays, Piper Jaffray Co., Raymond James Financial Inc., and Simmons & Co. International, according to the filing. Monsanto, which has been working with Sirius to develop improved corn and soybeans, has a license to some of its genetic traits. Monsanto, based in St. Louis, has a 6.2% stake in Sirius that will be diluted to about 4.8% after the offering, according to the filing. So all the big boys... they're all really just one at the top, you understand. And the rest of them are just subsidiaries of the one, as far as I can see. Now, Gordon Brown, who eventually was wheedled in as Prime Minister of Britain to help shatter and finish it off, according to the communist strategy, that was the whole idea, to completely finish off the culture of Britain, and Tony Blair got into. But Gordon Brown, really, he was in charge of the Treasury before he was made Prime Minister, and he bankrupted Britain awfully well. So they paid him the head of the IMF for the US and flew him over there because we're global now. You see, there's no real countries. They can move him from region to region, as they call it. So he's making an impassioned call for the international community to make education a higher priority and to make a coordinated plan to achieve universal primary education by 2015. It's for the people across the world, building schools for folk across the planet. Do you know how much it costs to get a university education in the U.S.? And here you are building schools across the planet. But governments are utterly corrupt. They've been dominating their own people for thousands of years. It's all a con. Again, disposable income, you won't have it. It's going to be taxed off you. The former UK Prime Minister wants to create a global fund for education to raise the £13 billion per year needed to bring lessons to the poorest children. There are 68 million children in the world missing out on primary education. This is a hidden and silent emergency in education, he says. The global target of providing access to a primary school education for all children by 2015 was one of the millennium, see the millennium came out of the last UN meeting, folks. Was one of the Millennium Development Goals set out by the United Nations and world leaders at the beginning of the century, the 21st century. Most folk don't even know it happened. But you're putting billions and billions across all over the world every week. But as the data approaches, Mr. Brown says the target is steadily missed, with progress slowing rather than accelerating. So anyway, they want more cash to indoctrinate children into the same dumbed-down society that we are today too, but most of it won't get to the men anyway to teach them that goes into the other things. Everything's a con from the top. Now, I mentioned this yesterday, that the economic union, the parliament, this big Soviet system of the parliament system for the whole of Europe, proposes the right to be forgotten by internet firms. It's an odd ruling. The government won't really throw their data away. way. They're going to keep it, of course. But it says that the servers are supposed to take stuff down that you asked to be have taken down. Because a lot of youngsters are making a lot of stupid mistakes over the years with Facebook that they wish they'd never put up there. A new law proposing internet users the right to be forgotten will be proposed by the European Commission Wednesday. So people will be able to ask for data about them to be deleted, and firms will have to comply unless there are legitimate grounds to retain it. The move is a part of a wide-ranging overhaul of the Commission's 1995 Data Protection Directive. Some tech firms have expressed concern about the reach of the new bill. So there's something else obviously turning up, and we don't know what it is. But it goes on to say in this other article put up too that the firms face being fined up to 2% of the global annual turnover if they breach the proposed EU data laws. The Commission has put forward a suggestion as part of a new directive and regulation. The new rules include users' rights to be forgotten and an obligation on organizations to report data breaches as soon as possible. The boss of one tech-focused organization described the proposals as a tax on firms holding customer data. Justice Commissioner Viviane Reding said it was important for EU citizens, particularly teenagers, to be in control of their online identities. My proposal will help build a trust in online services because people will be better informed about their rights and more in control of their information, she said. So there's something going on here, and it won't be in the public. I've never seen anything in my life being passed, in a lodging passed, that helped the public in any way. Always sounded great, but had an opposite effect in some way. There's something else to this. And then, too, as we go around plundering the planet, we're not doing it, actually. We just send our offsprings to go off and plunder the planet for their masters. I mean, the guys who go off and fight the wars don't even care to know what's going on or who's going to get the money or the oil. They don't really care at all. They're straight out of video game land, and they want to go and kill folk, and they're given permission because boys are really immature. You don't mature as a man until much later. Former British Petroleum boss earns £12 million from the Iraqi oil venture. It says BP chief executive Tony Hayward, former BP chief Tony Hayward, will pocket more than £12 million in the first tranche of payouts less than a year after he set up his own company and then bet on Kurdistan being the next big province for the oil industry. Hayward, who left his old employers with a £10 million pension pot, it's not bad for these guys, the old boys club, eh? After the Gulf of Mexico blowout, exercised his rights to a 6.67% stake in the General Energy business, along with his partners, Nat Rothschild, isn't that nice, eh? Can't fail, we've been in with Nat, you know, old Nat, yeah? And two other executives. The four general backers are entitled to a windfall nudging £160 million as they swap their founder shares in the Valeurs investment vehicle established in return for ordinary shares in Genel. Hayward and other founders of Valeurs will not be able to sell their shares until 21st November under a lock-in arrangement. You understand, they plan the wars, they get the companies made, they're going to get the oil, they make sure that prime ministers and presidents are told with no, you know, there's no ambiguity there. They tell them, you know, we're going to get the contracts here, you know, when you dish out all these oil fields, and then they just roll in the cash. That's how it works, really. It's just a big gang. You know. So oil investors who had poured £100 million of their money into the business could win a further payout. The stock controls C-class shares and entitled them to 50% of any gain should Genel shares rise above a specified price. Not bad, eh? War business is pretty good. It's pretty good, you know. But you got to have a big mafia before you can get that kind of power, you understand? And they have it. They've had it since the 1700s. Now, probably everyone's seen that Julia Gillard from Australia, this Fabian socialist communist prime minister, who's pushed through the carbon taxes on the poor Aussies there, they've probably seen her dragged away today with a pair of bodyguards from a demonstration that was being held outside a building where they were sitting having their coffee and all that. And it's quite something you see. You see the terror on her face as the bodyguard lifts her off the ground pretty well. And drags her in the car. I didn't see anybody attacking them, mind you. But they're really paranoid now, these people. That's how they get. They get utterly paranoid from the peasantry, because they know the peasantry's not too happy with what they're doing. And if they have machine guns there, and then time will come, maybe shortly in fact, when the next thing that happens, they'll just open fire, these guards will open fire on people who are just standing around yelling. You know. That's going to come. You will see that in your lifetime. It's all tyranny comes that becomes this way. They know damn well that the general public begin to hate them, obviously, from being dragged into poverty because of all these communist rules they're putting through. I call them communists because, you see, communists are owned by the biggest capitalists on the planet. And they use people like Julia Gillard, the Fabianist, to do their dirty work, too. It's quite something to see her terrified. And she lost her shoe, poor soul, poor Cinderella. Back with more after this break.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt. This is Cutting Through. And an article from The Guardian, people haven't heard that they're scrambling in Britain to get gasoline because a lot of the gasoline stations aren't buying the stuff in or what it is. But of course, they've shoved the prices so high in the middle of an oil glut that the prices are high because of government taxation on top of the gasoline. So this article talks about that. It says Britain's petrol forecourts are entering a vicious cycle of falling demand. It's falling because people can't afford it, and higher prices that could prove disastrous for the UK economy. So as government interferes, remember the power of the purse, they can alter your behavior too, behavior modification. And of course, you should stop driving as much. But the ones who are driving can't get the gasoline because the big companies aren't buying it in. So something's going on there. because the next article says Petropolis, Petrol Plus, that's prepares to file for insolvency. That's a big gasoline organization, after talks fail. And it says, Petropolis said last week that it may sell refineries in France, Belgium, and Switzerland, while continuing to operate the plants in the UK and Germany. Petroplus said last week it may sell them off, but they're filing for insolvency because, you see, it's a smaller company, although it's big enough, but it's smaller, and they simply can't compete in a slump. It's too much oil. Too much oil. But they're trying to get gasoline in Britain at massive prices, and the gasoline stations are out. There's a big glut of oil across the world. It says Petropolis Holdings AG, largest independent European refiner, said it plans to file for insolvency. The stock plunged 84%. It says the Zug, Switzerland-based company, said in a statement today it will seek to ensure that operations are safely shut down and to reserve value for all stakeholders. It says it marks a further decline in Europe's refining industry after BP, PLC, and Royal Dutch Shell cut capacity as margins thinned and fuel demand stopped growing. So they've got a glut there, and they're not going to let it go. They're not going to sell it to the public, because it would be cheap, you see. Petropolis had about $1 billion in credit lines frozen last month, preventing it from supplying plants with crude. It said last week it may sell three of its five European plants. So, once again, that's what the big boys always do. They create scarcities when things are getting cheap. There's too much oil or gold or anything else for that matter. They just hold it all back, make it scarce, and then jack up the prices until the people start going for it again, and away they go. So, a glut of oil across the world, and they can't get gasoline in parts of Britain. They can't get gasoline. Isn't that amazing, eh? And that's something. You're going to see it here, too. You're going to see it as well. And then, again, like Obamacare, the RAND Corporation did it for America, the whole study for Obama, and then coming to America's National Health Service. It says the National Health Services are salami-sliced to hit savings target. Everything that gets cut when you're under the IMF, and by the way, we're all under the IMF now. If you don't know that, you are. First thing they do is cut health care. It says National Health Services are organizations are salami-slicing existing services and failing to redesign processes on the scale required to meet the £20 billion health service savings target, members of Parliament have warned. But they don't know it themselves. They've cut it so much as needing salami anymore as burger meat, you know, not much of that either. But then we're only peasants now, we're post-industrial, aren't we? You better start understanding what it's really all about, folks. Shepherd kings need sheep, and function of sheep is to supply the master with wool and mutton. There's just too many of you, and you can't manage them. Yeah, I'll just pull you off. From Hamish, myself from Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me, your God, or your gods go with you, and all these links I'll put up tonight at cuttingmetrics.com.
The next round.